back to live action here at Crown Point Bulldog Stadium as we start the fourth quarter of play. And we switch sides of field. Now the Maryville Pirates driving towards the north end of the field. Crown Point defending that north end zone. Back to pass is Ross Popovich. He's got some time. Throw over the middle is complete. And he's brought down by Crown Point's John, number 23 for Crown Point. And that's Anthony Stahl, excuse me. I believe that was number 4 for Maryville. Sam Besley again on that pass reception. That's good, down to the 21-yard line. First and 10. 11:51 to go. And that was an 11-yard pickup. Back to pass again. No, it's looking to throw over to the left. Incomplete. And there's some calls for a penalty there. Pass was intended for, I believe, number 10, Mike Gates, who was down about the 10-yard line of Crown Point. And we'd like to thank all of our listeners for tuning in on the Internet tonight on IndianaSports.com and USA-365.com. Now from the shotgun, behind center is Ross Popovich, and we've got a flag. Somebody jumped off sides. I believe it was one of the Crown Point Bulldogs. Number 20 jumped off sides for the Bulldogs, and I think that's Andrew Zimborski from his linebacker position. Might have been one of the staggered or staccato counts there by Ross Popovich. That's going to make it 2nd and 5 now from the Crown Point 16-yard line. That moves Maryville 5 yards closer to Pater. 3 wide, 4 wide receivers all lined up on the right side now. Ross Popovich in the shotgun formation. Throw to the right is complete to number 2. They're inside the 10-yard line. No, it's incomplete. That was intended for Kyle Morris. I thought he had the ball there, but it slipped through his fingers. And that's going to bring up 3rd and 5 situation now for Maryville from the Crown Point 16-yard line and 11:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. Crown Point on top 28-7. A little bit earlier today, this evening, we heard that LaPorte was leading Penn by a score of 21-7 at halftime. I have not heard an update on that since. Ross Popovich has got a little bit of time. Now there's a flag before he is able to throw the ball. The snap was snapped, but there's a penalty on the field before the play could go any further. Looks like it's an illegal procedure call against Maryville, and that's going to back the Pirates up five yards. So it'll be 3rd and 10 from the Crown Point 21. All right, so got a number of those illegal procedure calls and offside calls against either team tonight, but I think more penalties by Maryville than against Crown Point. Now we have 2 wide receivers to the near side, two receivers to the far side. Ross Popovich in the shotgun, drops back to pass. And he's got an opening as he tries to run forward, and he's dropped down at about the 25-yard line. That's going to be a quarterback sack for the Bulldogs, and it's going to bring up a 4th down situation from the Crown Point 25. So 4th and about 14, loss of 4 yards on that sack. 11:05 to go here in the fourth quarter play. Maryville obviously going to go for it here on 4th and 14. Ross Popovich in the shotgun formation, looking to throw. He drops straight back. He's got some time. Going for all of it, and it is incomplete. In fact, the closest man to the ball was Crown Point's number 13, Mike Moore. He actually went up for it. Could have caught it, maybe. But on 2nd thought, let it go, because that would have been a touchback, and he would have had the ball at the 20. This way, the Bulldogs get the ball on downs and take over at their own 25. So the scoring threat by Maryville comes to an end. Crown Point takes over at their own 25-yard line, 1st and 10. As the Crown Point offense is back on the field, Maryville now showing four down linemen and three linebackers. High formation for Crown Point. Mascarell behind center. It's Parks and Sertich. Hand off to Sertich. Straight ahead. He's out across the 25 to near the 30. In fact, he's across the 30-yard line. Good carry by Sertich. More than 5 yards in that carry. In fact, the ball is marked at about the 33-yard line. So an 8-yard pick up there on first down. It's going to be second and eight. Excuse me, second and two. It was an 8-yard pickup. And I have to turn the page for John Sertich because that's carry number 21. And he's got 87 yards on the night. Now from an I formation, two receivers at the far side, handoff again up the middle. Short gain on the play. Might be close to a first down. Let's see where they mark the ball. That time it was carried. Yeah, the ball is resting right at the 35-yard line, and the first down marker is kind of on the other side of the 35-yard line, so it's about third and one. Third and one on that after that carry. High formation for the Bulldogs. Pascarella behind center. One wide receiver, that's Ernest to the far side. Parks, right, hand off to Parks. Goes straight ahead, first man through, and he should have enough of the first down here. He got across the 35. That is a first down. So some hard earned yardage there by Tommy Parks, the big fullback. And in the ball resting now at the 36-yard line for Crown Point. All right, looks like LaPorte is on top now, 27-7 over Penn. Incredible, LaPorte Slicers. We knew they were a strong team, but that score certainly was not expected. Two receivers now to the left side. Hand off again to Sertich. Straight ahead. He's still on his feet. I think I see a loose ball. Who's got it? Yes, it was a loose ball. Came up loose as Sertich was running forward. I think it was knocked out somehow. I think Crown Point retains possession here. Ball is resting there at about the 35-yard line. That will be a net loss of a yard or so on the play. It was first and 10 from the 31. Okay, they're saying Zach Sesich recovered the fumble. So a good heads-up play there by the tight end of Crown Point. Yeah, it's going to be second and 11 here now at the Crown Point 36. Ascarella steps up behind center. High formation, two receivers to the left side. A long count. Forney coming to the near side in motion. Mascarella hands off to Sertich. Straight ahead. He's got a little bit of room on the left side. He keeps moving ahead. He's across the 45. Near the midfield stripe. I think that's good for a first down again. Ground point, keeping the ball on the ground and eating up some clock time. It's about 7:50 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Ground point now again with a first down and 10. And very close to the midfield. It's at the Crown Point 49-yard line. A 13-yard pickup there by Sertich. And according to my numbers, that's 100 yards in the night for the halfback, the senior halfback of the Bulldogs. 28-7 is our score. Crown Point leading Merrillville here with 7.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. A couple of receivers lining up now on the left side. One receiver to the right side. I think somebody jumped too early for Merrillville, but the ball is snapped. Sertich with the ball. He moves across midfield into Merrillville territory. And he's going to be there at about the 46-yard line, I think, as he ran to the far side of the field. And that's going to bring up, looks like about a 4-yard carry on the play. And that'll be second and six. All right, so second and six from the Merrillville 47-yard line. Bulldogs step up the line of scrimmage. Forney to the near side. Ernest to the far side. His wide receivers. Parks and Sertich, the running backs. Hand off to Sertich straight ahead. And, ooh, he is collared, but he breaks away. Off to the left. And he's got enough for another first down. I can't believe it. I thought he had wrapped up there right near the line of scrimmage, and somehow he broke loose, spun off to the left, and he's got, he's down inside the 35-yard line to the 33. I don't know how he did that, but it's a 14-yard pickup by John Sertich. Totally incredible. Got him for 118 yards rushing on the night already. All right, so Crown Point, first and 10. This time for the Merrillville 33. Bulldogs step up to the line of scrimmage as they line up on the near the far hash mark. Manuscrillo behind center. This time to the big fullback, Tommy Park, straight ahead. Not much there, though. It was a quick handoff as Park was lined up right behind the line of scrimmage, kind of offset in that wing position. And he moves the ball forward a little bit. I guess he did get about 3 yards there. Ball now at the 30-yard line. It's going to be second and 7. You know, it's incredible. Sometimes these plays line up, and it looks like they're not going to get much, and you look up, and wow, that was a 3-yard carry. It looked like he didn't get anything at all. All right, so it's second and 6 is what they're calling it now. So that was almost a 4-yard pickup by Tommy Parks. Mascarell behind center. Now Parks again in motion. He's blocking for Sertich as he brings the ball forward pretty much right up the center of the field. And it's going to be short of a first down. He does bring the ball across the 30-yard line of Merrillville, but not much further. Looks like the ball is going to be marked at the 27. So again, a 3-yard carry, and it's going to be 3rd and 3. So a 3-yard pickup by Sertich. And I've got it for 25 carries and 121 yards. Not a bad night for the senior running back. I formation now for the Bulldogs. Mascarella behind center. Forney, the wide receiver, lined up to the right side. Hand off to Sertich. He tries to spin away. In fact, he does spin away from the first tackler, but not much more. He's wrapped up there at about the 30-yard line. That's going to be short of a first down, and I think we're going to have a fourth down situation now. Fourth and actually a loss of about a yard, I think. Looks like it's 4th and 5. Looks like the ball is now at the 29-yard line. So a loss of 2 on the play. 4 minutes remaining in the game here. 4 minutes remaining in the game. And ground point is up 28-7. 4th down and 5. Bulldogs will try to go for it here. Sertich and Parks, the running backs. Mascarella, a pass. It's complete. Over the middle. It's caught by number 84. That's a number I don't recognize. That's Matt Osnicki, the senior, 6'6" tight end. I knew he was going to catch a pass one of these days, and he caught a critical one. He's converting on 4th down, a 4th and 5 play. And the ball now marked at the 15-yard line, a 14-yard pass to the big 6'6" man. The hurdler on the track team, Matt Osnicki, and the Bulldogs keep the drive alive. Mascarell behind center, hand off to Sertich. Ooh, he's dropped almost immediately. In fact, that might have been a loss on the play. Looked like number 8 was there for Merrillville. Dan Dwyer called his name a few times here in tonight's game. All right, so 2 minutes and 50 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Crown Point driving, 2nd and 11. High formation for the Bulldogs. Hand off again to Sertich. He's still on his feet. He does get up a few yards there, but the Merrillville Pirates just kind of stack him up there. Not much more than beyond the 15-yard line. Let's see where they mark the ball there. Looks like it's going to be about 3rd and 8. 3rd and 8. So about a 3-yard carry there by John Sertich. clock is running now with about 2 minutes and 6 seconds, and I was looking behind myself here just a few minutes ago, and I saw Athletic Director Terry Caravana carrying the sectional championship trophy down towards the field. I formation for the Bulldogs, handoff to Sturgis again. He's got a little bit of room on the right side. He's still on his feet. He gets inside the 10-yard line, but he's going to be short of the first down marker as the clock continues to count down with about a minute and 40 to go here in the fourth quarter of play. It's going to bring up another fourth down play. Looks like it's going to be fourth and four. So about a four-yard pickup there that time by John Sertich. Fourth and four from the 8-yard line. Clock continuing to count here with a minute 14 to go. Play clock down at 5:32. I'm not sure if Crown Point's going to take a timeout. They do. Timeout by Crown Point here with a minute 7 to go. We'll take one here as well here on WWLO 89.1 FM and Indiana-Sports.com.
You got things to do and places to be, so a car accident is the last thing you need. The thing there's someone you could call your friend and take care of it all from beginning to end. We're honestly care, we're friendly and near, we're CarStar Relax. We'll take it from here.
This CarStar Collision Center is located at 1020 East Summit Street in Crown Point. Their phone number is 219-663-0989.
All right, we're back to live action. It looks like we're going to see a field goal attempt by Crown Point here. The spot will be from the 15-yard line, making it a 25-yard attempt. The kick is up and no good. It is off to the left. So the 25-yard field goal attempt is by Lipton is no good. Wide to the left. It comes, makes the clock now at 1:03 here in the fourth quarter. And Maryville will have one more chance to put some points on the board. And they will take over at their own 20-yard line. Obviously, with the score 28-7 and just over a minute remaining, the game is effectively over. Handoff does go to the first running back through. He does run the ball forward. And that is Eric Williams for Merrillville. And tackled by Sesich. Yeah, looks like most of the fans from Merrillville have already left the stadium. The stadium bleachers on the far side of the field pretty much empty. And that looks like still on his feet was number 10 for Merrillville. Running the ball is Mike Gates. So Gates with the ball carrier. We've seen a number of rushers here for Merrillville here tonight. And that moves the ball out to the 34-yard line, first and 10. And another carry, this time by Williams again. And I believe that's going to be our last play of the game. Brings the ball out to about the 40-yard line, a 6-yard carry by Williams. And that's going to be it as the clock runs down to zero. Crown Point the winner tonight, 28-7. And Merrillville and Crown Point have completed the game. Crown Point is the sectional one winner in Class 5A as many of the fans run out onto the field to celebrate the victory. Crown Point Merrillville players are shaking hands at midfield. And look at all the fans, all the kids running on the field. Crown Point has not won a sectional championship since the coach of Crown Point helped lead the Bulldogs to the sectional championship back when he was a quarterback back in the fall of 1991. I'm talking about Chip Pettit, of course. We'll be back with our post-game show after these words here on Indiana-Sports.com and WWLO 89.1 FM. Crown Point the winner tonight, 28-7 over Merrillville for the sectional championship.
listen to Crown Point High School football on 89.1 FM WWLO Lowell and Internet Radio, Indiana-Sports.com.
Nearly 60 years, Northwest Indiana residents have been selecting Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health care coverage. In the region, we continue to be your local source for Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield's individual, family, and senior health plans. Our phone number is 888-736-0811. Again, that's 888-736-0811 for more information on individual plans available from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. In Indiana, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is a trade name of Anthem Insurance Companies, Incorporated, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Bulldogs football is brought to you by Aaron Pincus at State Farm. Have needs of your growing family, outgrown your current life insurance? Aaron Pincus specializes in life insurance. His phone number is 219-663-9000. Again, that's 219-663-9000. Crown Point High School football is brought to you by Edward Jones. Edward Jones specializes in financial planning, retirement, insurance, estate plans, and trusts. They're located at 420 Maryville Road in Crown Point. Their phone number is 219-663-1234. Again, that's 219-663-1234. Or visit them on the web at edwardjones.com. Again, that's edwardjones.com.